As we get started, be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. We'd love to hear from you there. And you can also, of course, catch up on anything that you miss with the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast later today.
So, you know, Murphy and I had a party at the house the other day. Sam, sorry, you really would have been invited. It was Phoebe's graduation party, but I know you. I know.
Back it up there. You really would have been invited.
I know you're not a come over to see us on the weekend sort of person, since you get enough of us Monday through Friday.
Gotcha.
Anyhow, I want to tell you.
But you would have been invited.
I want to tell you the story. So our newest dog, Hazel, the girl we rescued, who was really about to not make it out of the shelter when we pulled her out of the shelter, and let's see if she fits in with our pack, and she's definitely high energy. Well, so for the party, I got the bright idea that my family's not going to enjoy being jumped up on by her.
Mm-hmm.
And so our friends down the street, Randy and Carol, said, you can bring her down for the party. And she played with their dog.
Oh, that's
it really
nice.
Worked well.
Yeah.
It was so sweet of them to offer that. And
what
so,
happened to Sparky and Edie?
Sparky, Edie, and Champ all just sleep. They look at everybody and say hi, and then they lay down.
Gotcha. They're so old.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They wear out after 5 minutes. Hazel would not have. And I don't think she would have left people alone.
Yeah.
So anyway, so once the party's over, you know, Murphy had to run an errand. I go to pick up Hazel. And she had been at their house, Murphy, for almost 3 hours. That's the longest she's been away from us since we've adopted her. 100%. That's the longest.
With somebody else.
At the house, yeah. Sure. When I walked in the door, she jumped on me and licked me like it was crazy. And she smiled. And on the way home in the car, it's a short ride, but I'm getting in the car. And she's sitting looking at me and she puts her paw on me. She was so happy to be picked up, because I don't know if all the, you know, moving around she's done in her life before we adopted her, because she had been taken a few times and brought back to the shelter. And it was just so sweet. It was like, she can't say that to me, but I'm telling you, it was as if she was saying, oh, gosh, thank goodness you picked me up. I thought you were, you know, giving me away.
That is sweet. I know she was excited. Now, this is not that human projection thing you're
doing. Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, because you leave a dog for 5 minutes, it thinks it's been 3 days.
No.
Oh, God, thank God you're back.
This was extra happy to see me, I promise.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
At 6:50, Jody has three things to know today. And next, Sam is the food dude.
I'll let you know why McDonald's is now selling a purple milkshake.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by KFC.
This is definitely new. Coming Monday to Mickey D's, it's the Grimace Shake.
Oh.
You know, purple Grimace.
Well, yeah. What's the flavor?
It's going to be purple, and it's going to be a
grape
berry-flavored drink.
Nice. I like purple drinks.
And also, too, they're going to be introducing the following week a cheesy jalapeno bacon quarter pounder, which is your basic quarter pounder with American cheese on it, bacon, pickled jalapenos, and even more cheese sauce.
Wow.
Yeah. And by the way,
The
Grimace thing is because it's going to be part of a new Grimace birthday meal. Not a happy meal. This one's geared for adults, because you get your choice of you get Grimace shake, medium fries, and your choice of 10-piece McNugget or a Big Mac.
Oh, adult meals? Cool, that's smart.
Well, they're calling it a birthday meal for Grimace.
Okay.
So I guess more adults really know who Grimace is than
the kids. It has to be, but that's kind of cute. That's also, they're trying to bring him back.
Yeah.
Well, I never got it.
He's 51 years old.
Is he really?
Yeah. By the way, his original purpose was to steal shakes. So that's why I guess they're giving him a shake.
Okay. Cute.
I love the characters. I think the characters make it memorable, you know?
Yeah. I'm sorry, but a purple shake is, I want to see it.
Yeah.
Is it lavender? Is it deep purple? I'm dying to know.
Time to bring back the Hamburglar.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And Mayor McCheese.
Oh, yeah. So you knew all about him.
Apparently.
Moving on.
Sorry, Sam.
Taco Bell is testing out the triple double crunch wrap. And that involves double layers of beef, double layers of nacho cheese sauce, and double layers of crunchy tostado shells, with the lettuce and tomatoes inside and in the tortilla, so they make it crunchy. So instead, a little thin one, you get a double decker, basically.
Goodness.
Try that out.
Yeah.
One of the big fun treats at Disney World is Dole Whip. You ever had one?
I don't remember if I did, but I know of it.
Yeah, well, they're kind of putting a spin on it, and they're going to sell it in the freezers at the grocery stores. Dole Whip frozen treat. Basically, it's going to be a popsicle that tastes like the Dole Whip you get at
Disney.
Is
it coming from Dole or Disney?
Dole.
Okay.
I don't know if they've... I'm sure they have to get licensed for that, huh?
I guess so. I would
see
think.
About that. And a new Doritos out right now, Ultimate Cheddar. Apparently, this one was around 10 years ago, and now it's back.
Why would you save this for last? That's the most exciting food dude news.
Okay, well, go get one.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your first Hollywood Outsider.
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger getting a documentary on Netflix. We'll tell you why it's in three parts.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Sherwin-Williams.
There is a new documentary landing on Netflix this week, actually tomorrow, called Arnold, and it is about Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I sold myself on that stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, Arnold Schwarzenegger!
Thousands of people screaming, Arnold, Arnold, Arnold.
Okay, it'll be in three parts. This is what's so interesting. In the three parts, it's three episodes. The first one, athlete.
Yeah.
The second one, actor. The third one, American, and it focuses on all three different, like, you know, parts of his life, because he was a bodybuilder first.
Yeah, as a kid, I remember that.
Then a politician. I didn't know him as a bodybuilder.
I just remember seeing him competing or whatever. I was really little when he was.
That was never anything that was. In fact, I remember the first time I ever saw him as an actor. I was like, oh wow.
Yeah, when he first came out as an actor, I was like, the bodybuilder?
Oh, okay. So you guys were both aware of him. Yeah. Anyway, it's some really in-depth interviews with him and then other people who've, you know, worked with him over the years. James Cameron, Jamie Lee Curtis, Sylvester Stallone.
Maria Shriver?
Of course, Maria.
Mm-hmm. They're not married anymore, right?
No.
They are not married anymore.
It's a housekeeper situation.
They do have children together.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So after the first episode, before we get to the second episode, sure. Does he say this at the end?
I'll be back.
Probably.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Got your comments from our social media.
From Facebook and Instagram, including Murphy's only reason to have a party, sandwiches.
Social media connect.
Love hearing from you on Instagram and Facebook. I posted a picture of a bunch of little sandwiches piled on top of my cake stand. It's the first time I was able to really use it at the house for, you know, a bunch of people coming over, my
this
family.
This is the one you found, I always forget, estate sale, garage sale?
No. Or
dumpster?
Antique store?
And I went antiquing with Phoebes, and I saw it in the corner, and it called my name. And I was like, oh, I've always wanted one of those. It's a wedding cake stand. It's for a big cake, but I just want to use it for like a big board, and it's just really pretty.
Where do you store that thing?
I don't store it, loser. I keep it
you
on the bar
it.
At all times.
Oh. Well, that's because it's too big to store.
It's not true. It's not true.
I see you consulted with Murphy first.
It's beautiful.
I dare you to squeeze it into a cabinet at home. Good luck.
It doesn't need to be squeezed anywhere.
Because it's beautiful.
I got a good deal on it because it had that little dent in it. Man, well, I love
true.
This.
That's true. And when you turn it at that angle, nobody can tell.
Or when you pile a bunch of sandwiches and grapes on it.
Put some extra sandwiches on that side.
You just tell everybody, don't take the bottom layer.
No.
Listen, anyway, I posted the picture of it because I was so excited to use it. Those are the little things that sometimes makes a party hostess happy to use something like that for real, legit, other than the everyday. There's some flowers on it now. Anyway, so Claudia said, is that an Arthur Court cake stand? I don't know.
You're asking the wrong person.
No, I got it like, you know, at an antique store.
I Google it. Use Google Images.
Yeah, that
I
makes me wonder.
I need to
wonder.
Flip it over and see if there's anything on the
you
bottom
might have
of
them, like one of those finds there.
Maybe. I'm still not going to get rid of it, though. It's mine.
I'll give you $700 for it, Jody.
Man. Yeah.
No, what? We're keeping it.
$700?
Maybe it's some kind of relic from the Roman Empire.
Okay.
And now it's got finger sandwiches on it.
Anyway, Murphy's been so happy with the leftover sandwiches.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. I love them.
Julie says, gorgeous, I collect cake plates. Well, that's cool. Stephanie says, hey, leftover sandwiches rock. Yeah. Cake plate is beautiful, but leftover sandwiches bring a tear to my eye.
Dude, you are, man. Reach into the refrigerator, open the Ziploc bag, pull yourself a corner out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I could do that all day.
And you did yesterday.
Well, that's true.
We love hearing from you. Keep it coming anytime.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, Sam, you're going to love this one. A former intelligence official says that our government has UFO debris.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've said that for years.
He's not alone, and they're getting together with an attorney, and they're like, look, The public needs to know this. And he said it's not just spaceship pieces they're talking about. He says our government has recovered everything from partial fragments to intact vehicles for decades, and they want the info released.
Well, if you listen to some of these guys, they've reversed engineered these spaceships so we can learn how to fly them.
Mm.
Thing is, show me one. All of this, you know, let's tell everybody. Show me a piece of a spaceship.
And where are they then? Where are they kept?
Yeah.
Number two, let's move on. Some new cool stuff about Apple's new iOS revealed this week at their big event.
Yeah.
Are you ready? iOS 17 lets you send a call to voicemail and see a live transcript of your message.
And you know what you can do? While you're reading the voicemail,
You
can click it and jump over to the call and answer it.
Yes.
That's cool.
You can also leave a video message when someone doesn't pick up a FaceTime call.
A video voicemail.
And they said they fixed their autocorrect issues.
Yeah.
It's a big upgrade. And number three, we don't always do this because every day is some sort of national day. But today is National Churro Day. They're fried and they're sweet and they're crunchy. And one churro is typically less calories, fewer calories than a donut.
And they make a creamer that tastes like churro, too.
Oh, so good.
So good. Three things to know today.
We were saying the other day that our youngest Phoebe had a pickle party the other night. And, you know, on our Facebook page, it was like, happy birthday. And you're such a cool mom for doing this. This was not my idea. This was all Phoebe. She'd always mentioned wanting a pickle party.
Yeah.
It was, you know, she's always loved pickles. Her friends showed up with pickle dishes and they had a party.
And it wasn't a birthday party. It was just a party.
No, just a party. And what's so funny, Sam, you made the comment about, did she wear the shirt that said, I'm a big deal? No, but everybody wore green.
Oh, that's cool.
It was so cute.
How did I not notice that?
They were all wearing green-ish.
I
like
missed
different
that. I guess I was so focused on the food.
You were. We had little green plates, and we were eating along. But
was there an invitation, too, by the way?
No, it was all verbal and
like
text.
You'll relish
She dropped it on me 2 days before. I'm having my pickle party Friday night. I was like, oh, okay, what do I need to help you with? And I did pick up a few things at the store for her, like the purple plates and stuff. I mean, the green plates.
What?
The green plates.
You know, purple, like pickles.
But anyway, reminded me. I thank her. She's an old soul. For reminding me that a themed party is so much fun.
Yeah.
It's not a boring regular party. There was no occasion attached to this, but it's probably one of the best things that she did with her friends ever. A themed party always works. Have you ever been to one? Have you ever thrown one?
Oh, yeah. I've been to an 80s party before.
Oh, yeah.
I dressed like Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, you did. I remember that.
Just can't play a lick on the guitar.
Did everybody know that that's who you dressed as? Or
who's the old guy?
And your date dressed as what? I remember it was the twins' mom.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
Okay. A friend of mine loves themed parties and says, she sent me this, she's done a back-to-school brunch for moms. Boo-hoo or woo-hoo is what she called it. She still wants to have a Seinfeld party. She just never has. She loves themed parties, too. She did a black and white party for her sister-in-law's 50th birthday. Everything black and white.
Uh-huh.
But isn't that cute? Like, you can... It's just a cute idea to make it more fun for everybody.
I'm sure that, you know, like Swifties, it's easy to do a Taylor Swift theme party. Easily.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yes, it is. Anyway, we want to hear about the ones you've been to, the ones you've thrown, you know... Take a regular party and make it more fun by giving it a theme. Mm-hmm. 877-310-4MSJ to join us anytime.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 7:50. And next, Sam has music news.
Yeah, looks like Taylor Swift's taking the Eras Tour worldwide.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by Progressive Insurance.
Don't know if you caught this one, but Taylor Swift says we're taking the Eras Tour worldwide.
It's me.
She has announced dates in Mexico, Argentina, and Brazil later on this year. A couple of those in August and the rest are in November after the U.S. version of the Eras Tour wraps up.
My goodness.
She is still working with Ticketmaster to sell those tickets. So just, you know, if you're going to get those, beware.
Wow. She's going to sell out everywhere.
She said more international dates will be coming soon. Because that's, you know, South America. She hadn't even gone across the river yet. Across the pond, excuse me.
The river. Kind of a big river, known as an ocean. Yeah.
The Atlantic River.
It's such a big tour. She's put so much into it. Why not just take it everywhere? It's all underway.
Here's some sad news. The Go-Go's apparently are done.
Is that news, really?
Belinda Carlisle says, yeah, we're done. She said, we got in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2 years ago. We had that kind of like goodbye concert series, and we're actually sticking to our guns. We're going to quit on top. Well, she says on top, but it's like with the entry into the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
That's nice. She's, that's a nice way to go out.
She's still going to be doing solo stuff, too. In fact, she said she even wants to team up with Brandi Carlile because they seem everybody seems to get their names screwed up.
Yeah,
Belinda
that'd be
and Brandi
funny.
Carlile.
Yeah. It's cute.
Hell, here's a documentary for everybody. Y'all have Paramount Plus, right?
We do.
For Yellowstone?
Well, we got it for Yellowstone, but we fell off of that wagon. Way back.
Yeah.
It became too much.
Here's a reason to keep it, because this fall, we're going to see the Milli Vanilli documentary. Girl, you know it's
true. Well, first of all, I love the music, but it's so sad.
It is a sad story.
You know, think about that. The music is great. I have that on a couple of playlists, the Milli Vanilli songs. They're just good.
Well, a documentary is not just going to be all rainbows and sunshine, though.
Well, no, not for those two.
It's sad.
They're going to talk to both the guys, even Rob, who passed away in 1998.
Yeah.
Going to talk to the guy, the producer that put them together.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to talk to the artist who actually did the recording.
Right.
And they're going to talk to record execs. It's going to be, they said, not so much about Milli Vanilli, but how the record industry works, that this stuff could have got out and in the public in the first place.
Right. Well, that's an interesting story.
And it's going to be on Paramount Plus in the fall.
Thanks.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams.
Taylor Swift had a quick rebound romance that is now over. I guess you saw this. Taylor Swift and Maddie Healy of the band The 1975 have already broken up. She started being
seen. It must not have been too serious, huh?
Nah. She started being seen with him a lot, actually, after she made it public that she and Joe Alwyn, after years in a serious relationship, had broken up.
They were seen running into a studio a lot. I wonder if the whole relationship was because they were recording together.
He attended Maddie all three of her Nashville concerts shortly after her breakup with Joe Alwyn. They were seen together a lot, double dates, and recording studios.
He even played with Phoebe Bridgers, you know, the opening act at one of the concerts.
Yeah. I mean, it was a rebound.
Yeah.
Whether music comes from it or not, we shall see.
Probably too short of a relationship.
Not for Taylor. Taylor could write 10 songs from spending one day with a person, don't you think? May 25th was the last time they were seen together. Everything is fine, though. Someone close to Taylor says she's happy and she's single again. She's very busy. This Eras tour, it's no joke.
Every weekend.
Chicago last weekend, where she swallowed a bug while she was singing. She ate a bug and she told the crowd it was delicious. And she knows there are more on the way because thousands of bugs are out at night. She'll be in Detroit this weekend.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
I want to hear from you at 877-310-4MSJ.
Best themed parties you've ever been to. There are parties and then there are themed parties. So tell us about yours, 877-310-4MSJ. We love it when you join us.
Got one, Juan?
Yeah, so we do, the company I work for, we're a wholesale distributor. And nothing is off the cuff as a pickle party. But every year we do a trade show, which, again, nothing exciting. People go to trade shows all the time.
Yeah.
But we try to make themes to just make it different, to make it more fun. The last one we did was the Best of Saturday Night Live. So we do everything from, the tickets to the event are called All Access Passes.
Mm-hmm.
We do a hype video, and in the hype video is very much, the intro, the Saturday Night Live theme.
Oh, that's cool.
With the big voice announcer and everything.
Yeah.
And then the wrap party is a themed costume party for it. So the classic Saturday Night Live costume, Wayne and Garth. One guy was the unfrozen caveman Lord, and he had the full-on bushy eyebrows.
Did you have any church ladies at that?
We had church ladies. Yay. We had those cheerleaders. We had the girl who smelled her armpit. I dressed up as Gumby. And it was good and bad because we did this at a casino, so you had to walk through the lobby of the casino, basically. And my Gumby costume was a blow-up costume. So walking through that, Yeah, I felt really awkward. You know, there's security in there.
So yeah, I was going to say, did you have trouble getting through security? I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah,
your ID does not say Gumby.
Yeah. But then you start thinking about it. It's like, okay, well, this is, yeah. Cocktail party, so how am I going to drink in this thing?
Well, you took this up a different level for me because I was thinking party at the house, like, you know, and not being a typical.
Like,
but that's fun.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
next time you.
It made going to the bathroom a challenge.
The next time you do it with work, will you guys also do a theme? The whole thing, the trade show will be a theme?
Yeah. We do it every year.
Thank you, Juan.
Cool. Anytime. Thank you.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, for the first time in a decade, Apple revealed its first major new product yesterday at the Worldwide Developers Conference. It's the Vision Pro headset. They're saying, hey, this is the thing that's going to take the place of your phone and your computer, but you got to walk around with a headset on your head.
It like, you can do your apps. You can do all kinds of stuff on it.
With your eyes and hands. You can watch movies.
Even talk. You can say stuff. And
everything
do
that you would do on a phone or computer, you can do with this headset. They also announced that Disney Plus will be streaming. That'll be available through it.
But you got to have the headset on.
And they partnered with a video game developer. But you got to have the headset on.
Yeah.
Number two, the Department of Transportation has granted $570 million for railroad crossing projects and work across America. It's really cool because they're trying to make it more safe for railroad crossings at road level. They want to reroute many of them or even elevate some to cut down on accidents.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, the Barbie movie that's coming.
Hi, Barbie.
You got to see, if you see the trailer, it's like you're in the Barbie house for real. It comes out in July, and they used so much pink paint.
How much did they use?
Well, they caused a shortage. You couldn't find pink paint when they were working on these sets, certainly in the L.A. area. The director wanted the sets to be so bright, almost too much, to give you the kid-like aspect of being in Barbie's world.
Three things for you to know today.
When you go into a national park with your family this summer, or any time for that matter, pay attention to the rules and regs about the properties that are there and what you are not supposed to do to them and to the animals who live there and make it their home, because there are things you're not supposed to do to or try to do to the animals.
Also, too, don't forget the speed limit.
Ooh, and parking is important, too. All of the rules that are laid out in a national park, you really should pay attention to.
Sam got busted speeding in a national park by a park ranger.
Right. That's why you said that.
Yep.
You
can't get out of that ticket.
I remember
you
were, I'm just going to cut through here. I remember you saying that.
You can't get out of that ticket, and it's got a predetermined fine.
Yeah, as it should.
Which starts with a 5 and ends with 2 zeros.
Whoa! Does it really?
That's the one I had, yeah.
How?
I was like, well, how about we can cut this down? He goes, no, that's just what it is.
Nice. Good for him.
So I sped out of there and showed him.
How much above the speed limit did it matter?
Well, let's go on and talk about the animals.
Seriously, a lot? It was a lot over the speed limit?
It was 20-ish.
Okay. Lesson learned, right? When Murphy and I went to the Great Smoky Mountain National Park.
Yeah.
I had been there when I was a kid, and I did not notice this, but the first time we walked into one of those old, beautiful churches in Cades Cove, mm-hmm. I could not believe that people had written their names on the walls.
Mm. I mean,
it was
loaded
so
with graffiti.
Sad.
Yeah, it is. You would just think something that old.
So sad.
Yeah.
And if those people could be found, they were fined. I promise you that.
Yeah, there's no electricity out there, so they don't have any security cameras. Uh-oh. You know?
Do you think they will in the future put security cameras? I guess they can't.
No, there's no electricity.
Nobody facing
well,
that.
Remember, so before that became a national, I think when it became a national park, the remaining residents were allowed to live there until they passed on.
The
and
sisters.
And then that was it, right?
Yeah. Okay, so just last weekend, there was a family in Yellowstone National Park that took a baby elk and brought it into their car.
Why?
And drove it to the park, the front of the park, and said, here. And they were like, you weren't supposed to touch it. And so, they didn't realize they were supposed to touch it. They had to pay a fine that started with a 5 and ended with 2 zeros.
Really? Serious?
Must be the standard fine in parks.
Then they had to make other payments to Yellowstone as well.
Were they just trying to help?
Yes. But the baby elk was released, and they don't know They had to release it.
Yeah.
They don't know how it's doing because we'll never know, maybe.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood outsider.
Coming up next, though, speaking of animals, why Murphy and I have been acting like them at the house. When you live with someone, there's no such thing as harmony all the time.
So you're going to tell us now how you and Murphy are not in harmony?
Are you saying this is not wedded bliss, Jody?
I want to bring this up because it was so interesting to me what happened over the last couple of days with Murphy and I at the house. You know how we have dogs, and when they get frustrated with each other, they handle it and then they move on.
Yes.
Do you understand? You realize that happened to us recently a couple of times over the last couple of days, and we handled it in the moment.
Yeah.
It wasn't nice. It wasn't fun. And then we just moved on like nothing.
I do. I remember you coming up to my bowl and I stood my ground. And
So you're talking about the dogs are doing?
I'm talking about me and Murphy.
Oh. Wait, I think they're behaving like dogs.
I'm saying the way that they handle things quickly and then they move on like it never happened.
Yeah.
We've done that recently.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think that's a matter of not taking things personally. It's a realizing that we're just sideways on something, but we're not adversaries.
But it happened.
So who growled at who?
We both riled each other up over the pictures. Murphy was printing out some pictures of Phoebe and Taylor with Phoebe in her cap and gown. And anyway, while we were talking about it, we were both not listening to one another.
I was trying really hard. This is one of those where because Jody wanted X amount of 8x10s, X amount of 5x7s. This one's for her mom. This one's not. Print all these for Phoebe.
And he was like,
only the
stop
ones
it!
With the heart. Yeah, I just couldn't follow. And
the other thing was, I can't even remember now. This is to tell you I was making the coffee pot right before everybody was about to arrive at the house for Phoebe's graduation party. And you were asking me something and it was just, stop it. You know? And so it was so funny to me that we had these things happen, normal things in a marriage, but we didn't hold on to them. Like in the next 10 minutes, it was just.
I mean, I knew that they're those silly things.
It's true.
I mean, hopefully you and I have been together long enough now that we figured those things out.
But it's like we don't need to go back and talk about them. No. You know, it was just in the moment. And I just think that's so funny when you get to the place where you don't hold on to it.
Yeah.
So who was right?
Both of us.
Don't ask that.
Up next.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider at 8:20.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Sherwin-Williams.
Prince Harry is having a rough week already. He was due in court yesterday. The first senior royal, to take the stand in court in like 130 years. So it's a big deal for him to be doing this anyway. He was supposed to be there yesterday and he couldn't make it. And the judge was not happy. He's going to testify today in a lawsuit against the publisher of the Daily Mirror. He, along with some other celebrities, accusing them of phone hacking and leaking personal information for years and years and years. You know, he's done this before, like Elton John involved here too.
Why didn't he show up?
He couldn't get there. He lives in America now.
Oh.
You know, and there were
It's not travel, like it was a surprise.
No, travel trouble, but he didn't show up. The other thing about it is that he left late. He left the U.S. late because of his daughter's birthday as well.
Oh.
And they said he had some travel trouble. Something that the judge doesn't really want to hear, but it's Harry. Mm-hmm. The other word is that the royals did not acknowledge Princess Lilibet, his daughter, their birthday. And that's the first time, like, you know.
Really?
The queen, before she died, wished her a happy first birthday. Yeah. The word is that did not come from the royal family this time when she turned two.
Man.
We don't know that they didn't get an actual phone call, though.
Earlier, Sam was talking about the ticket he got, the fine that was started at a five and ended in two zeros.
500.
Yeah. A speeding fine. And that reminds me of an issue that Jody had years ago.
What?
On one of those, it's one of those automated speed traps with the cameras and the, you know.
Oh, that's your favorite video to watch.
Well, here's the thing about that, and it's happened twice in my life, and that's what's, my reaction is the same. Now, it's not funny to have to pay the fine, I can tell you that part. But what is funny is
the video.
It's the video, because I remember the first time I showed it to Jody, she said, "I know that's my license plate, but that's I didn't do that." Let's go watch the video. So you're sitting there, and there's nobody at the intersection. The lights are completely red, and here comes Jody's SUV. It just shows up and turns right. No, didn't stop. No right on red stop.
It was an afternoon. I was trying to get to carpool to get to the children.
Yeah.
Jody, would you like to rethink your response?
Yeah, so.
Oh, he replayed that and replayed it and replayed it.
So
and we paid it.
We paid the fine. 4 years later, get another one of these things in the mail. And this time it's Taylor's car, our oldest daughter. And
same thing.
She take after mom and
I
say,
"I said this is it." She said, "Yeah, but Dad, but I don't ever. I always stop before I turn right." I said, "Well, let's go look at the video." And so, sure enough, again, same thing. No one's at the intersection. Okay, actually, I'm sorry. This light was actually green. The last car goes through. It turns yellow. It turns red. Nothing happens for 5 seconds, and then here comes Taylor's car, and right through the light to make a right. Didn't stop. Right on red. And then, of course, again, not funny to have to pay the fine, but it's so funny that those were the reactions. But I always stop at that light. Yeah. You know?
Because you think that you do. It's that driving thing that you do where you're not thinking. You're secondary thinking about it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? It becomes muscle memory. You're driving.
Well, and have you ever had that moment of suspense where you see the flashing light behind you and you're wondering, okay.
Did it get me?
In about 5 weeks, I'm going to get a letter in the mail.
That's what I'm thinking. I'll start watching the mail.
When am I going to tell Murphy this time?
I'm just curious. Was this the same intersection by chance?
No, there were two totally different intersections. That would have been
awesome.
Well,
Mom says I don't have to slow down here.